News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Would you get married if you couldn't have hair and makeup on the day? Lots of brides-to-be are postponing their weddings for that very reason. New COVID-19 rules have deemed hairdressers and makeup artists as non-essential for weddings under Level 5 restrictions. An online petition appealing for a change to this rule has over 600 signatures. I'm joined by Irene Terry, photographer and co-owner of Ray Terry Photography in Cork, who set up the petition. Irene, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
When did you find out about these rules?
Well, I found out kind of last week about the rules when the Level 5 came in, and I was actually horrified. Like, it's just another blow to the wedding industry, like, that we've suffered enough in the summer. Like, yep. And it was just like a light switch that went off, you know, we couldn't do anything about it.
You've obviously been dealing with a lot of brides and grooms in the run-up to weddings and seen everything that's happening from March up until now, with weddings being reduced and then extended in terms of guest lists and back down again.
Yeah.
What's been their reaction when they've found out that they can't have hair and makeup on the day?
I mean, they're so disgusted. They were delighted that they got some clarity in that you can have 25 until the new year, 25 guests. But now they're saying that you can get married, but you can't have your hair and makeup done. Like, and I mean, the thing is, there's no proof that that the girls or boys work in an unsafe environment, you know? It's an extremely safe and professional environment, you know? And, like, they've spent an awful lot of money in getting new, like, hair straighteners, wands, you know, so they can use one on the bride and one on the bridesmaids, you know? So they're after losing a lot of money. Like, and all they're asking for really is, like, 1 hour just with the bride. Like, the bridesmaids can wait. They'll just do the bride and that's it, you know?
Now,
I can't understand. Sorry.
No, go on. Finish your point there, Irene.
No, I'm just saying, like, how can you be expected to get married and spend a fortune on a dress and you have to do your own hair and makeup? It just doesn't make any sense.
Now, there would be an argument made that these regulations and these rules are there for a reason. The fact is that you're very up close and personal when you're doing the likes of hair and makeup. It was one of the reasons why it was the very last one among the last industries to open. So can't you see under a Level 5 lockdown why it would pose a problem to have these services up and running?
Of course, like, there wouldn't be any problem really if it's done in a safe environment. Like, there hasn't been any COVID outbreaks so far from a wedding, you know? Like, they're in a separate room with the bride. They're covered in PPE gear, you know? So, like, I can't see how it actually would be posed a problem. Like, I understand there's a pandemic going on, you know? But it's just, I feel it's very unfair and, like, without any proof that it actually came from, like, a hairstylist or a makeup artist on the day of a wedding. Like, I can't see any reason why it can't go ahead as normal.
You have over 600 signatures on that petition. What do you intend to do with it?
Like, we need more. I don't think people realise that you can't get your hair and makeup done, you know? I actually genuinely thought, like, that I'd have more signatures by now. But we need more signatures. We need, like, them to change this stupid rule, really, you know?
Briefly,
I know now we need to keep safe and stuff, but, like, this is ridiculous.
Briefly, Irene, I presume people are still getting hair and makeup done. They're just not shouting it from the rooftops.
Well, I don't know. Well, we have weddings now at the weekend and next weekend, so I'll just have to wait and see, you know?
Okay.
Like, I certainly wouldn't get married without my hair and makeup done.
So you're saying you can't blame people for flouting the rules?
Of course I can't. You know, it's their big day. They've planned it for 2 years. They specifically chose their hairstylist and their makeup artist. Like, we're getting wedding inquiries now for 2023, you know? So, like, this day has been planned for years and to just been taken away from them, you know? Like, it's bad enough just with 25 people. Oh. But now they have to suffer without their hair or makeup done as well. It's just ridiculous.
Okay, Irene Terry, photographer and co-owner of Ray Terry Photography in Cork. Thank you for joining us this morning.